Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College at Botno with Natural North Dakota.
These warm summer nights are good times to get out and do some stargazing and perhaps learn some new constellations. We're heading towards a new moon on July 8th, so if the sky is clear, the viewing should be quite good for several days. Scorpius, the Scorpion, is one of the more easily identified constellations of the summer sky. Look to the southern sky around dusk. As you may know, Scorpius will move slowly across the southern horizon during the evening hours until dipping out of sight into the southwest around 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. Scorpius can be compared to a fishhook with the eye to the upper right and trending down to the left towards the upper-facing hook. Antares, the 16th brightest star in the sky, is the heart of the Scorpion. Once you've found it, you can visualize the Scorpion facing west. The head lies upward and to the right of Antares and consists of three nearly vertically arranged stars. To the lower left of Antares is the rest of the body, ending with the tail, of course, coiled up on top of the body. In Greek mythology, Orion was a great hunter, and he boasted that he could kill all the animals. That didn't go over well with Gaia, the goddess of Earth. To save the animals from Orion, Gaia sent a scorpion after him. A battle commenced, and the scorpion killed Orion. Orion and Scorpius are now placed in the heavens, but on the opposite sides of the sky to prevent any rematch. Once you find Scorpius, you'll likely also find the archer Sagittarius, which follows Scorpius across the night sky. Sagittarius is imagined as a centaur facing westward, to the right, with his bow drawn on Scorpius. You'll notice that the arrow is pointing right at Antares, which you may recall as Scorpion's heart. So make a point of doing some stargazing this summer. The night sky is always full of wonder. And if you're after some knowledge as well, there are lots of resources available to help you with understanding and navigating the night sky, including your local library, bookstores, and of course the internet. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center. Subscribe to the podcast or find past episodes at prairiepublic.org.